Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Parrotsman.
Good morning again, John, and our loyal listeners.
And this has been a wonderful show.
It really has been, John.
The model trains were tremendous. I really enjoyed those guys. Guys, and Joe Carbone with the warranty program. You know, if it does anything, it brings to people's attention, think a little bit about the consequences of old products in your house, if you're trying to sell your house, etc. And the trains, I mean, trains themselves, I mean, they changed America when they started being done years ago. And in England, in the 1980s is when they introduced diesel, the way I got it. And the first diesel train that introduced was the British Rail Class 159.
I did not know. I mean, John really learned a lot from his injury. Yeah. There you go.
And well, Jerry, is there anything interesting about...
Yes, well, I remember, I'm a little older than the rest of you guys, but I remember going to see the California Zephyr came into Boston in the 1930s, and there was standing in line to get on, go through the train. It really was remarkable. The first real streamliner back maybe 1937, 36, somewhere around there. Remarkable, But I think the big thing that impressed me with the train people isn't that they were so interdirected with respect to their hobby, but the outreach program they had for groups. That is something that a lot of institutions, groups here in the island, North Hempstead, should look into. It's fascinating, a way of, you know, bringing something of interest to people who are in an institution of some sorts and can't get around. I'd say look into it. It's a great couple of hours for people who really relive their youth, particularly young boys who are in their 70s and 80s. Or
Now, I agree with you 100%. And now, of course, it's the Christina Liu show.
Right.
So what are some important things? We'll come back to that a little bit later. What are some of the important things going on?
Right.
Well, it's good to be back. John was not with us last week, and Rebecca was getting very comfortable in John's chair.
No.
Right. But, you know, listen, summer is... It's still technically summer, so but there's still a lot going on in North Hempstead. And coming up next Saturday on September 17th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. is the third annual Beach Feast, which is going to be at the North Hempstead Beach Park. So we're keeping summer alive. It's going to be a last hurrah to summer. There's tons of different food trucks at the event, beer and all different beer and wine. Music is there. There's really all different things for children there as well. So a classic car show. They have a video game truck for all those who have grandchildren that are obsessed with video games. And they're also going to be broadcasting college football games because that was an issue last year. A lot of people were upset because they didn't want to miss college football games. So now there is a way that they figured out to have that actually available there too, so it should be really quite the event. I'm going to try and go there. I think I might try and work this event because it seems fun.
Okay. I went there. We didn't go last year. We went the year before, and it is good. I mean, the trucks, they do have a lot of
lot of different food trucks, which I think is really amazing. They find very interesting.
And again, there's no admission charge for this.
The event is free. Parking is $10 in cash or $7 by credit card, which I want to laugh every time I say it, but that is what it is. $10 cash, $7 credit card. We double-checked that because John and I were a little confused by that, but that is...
That is the number.
That's the final verdict. So Saturday, September 17th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And also on September 17th, if you want to go earlier, you can go to the STOP event, which is going to be at Michael J. Tully Park from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you can clean out your whole house, get rid of everything, and then go party it up at Beach Feast. So I think it's a full day of North Hempstead fun. The STOP program is really a wonderful program. I know Jerry's familiar with this program, and it's really a perfect opportunity to get rid of everything that you've been saving, whether it's pesticides or paint or any other chemicals in your house, pharmaceuticals, your documents you could see shredded, which is wonderful. And then the Big Brother Big Sister van is also there, and they take pretty much everything.
Right.
Stuffed animals, furniture, lamps. I mean, the list goes on and on. So this is definitely an event that you could bring all of your junk that you're trying to get
rid of. It's well organized, and the lines move rather quickly.
Yeah, it's really. I love the idea that, you know, everything is stationed off so you can go no matter where you need to go. You know, it's really organized. So,
you know, old chemicals, old pesticides, and all that stuff degrade sometimes over time.
Absolutely.
And become dangerous. Just don't leave it there and hope that it will go away. Get rid of it if you're not using it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even with the pharmaceuticals, it's, you know, we don't think sometimes. You throw it here, you flush it, you know, and it's really caused a lot of damage. And this is, you can bring your over-the-counter as well as your old prescription. So it's just great to, like, put things aside and just gather it up and bring it to this event. And that's September 17th from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Michael J. Tully Park, and that's in New Hyde Park. So
we've talked about this before. Like, when people do, many people flush the pills down the toilet.
Right.
But they never get that out of the water. I mean, when it goes through the sewer system or the sewage plant, that doesn't come out. There's no way to get the various chemicals that you've thrown in there out.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is you're not the only person that does that,
right.
You know, so think about all the other people doing that as well, because a lot of times you think, oh, it's no big deal, you know, but if everyone's saying that, then, you know, it can be a major deal, so... definitely check out the STOP event. And also on September 17th, we have that Alzheimer's Walk is going
on as
well.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot going on. September 17th seems to be the big day. But if you have any questions about anything that we discuss on this show, please call 311 or 869-6311. And I just also want to give a little shout out, because Jerry and I were talking earlier about the Romeos. And how strong they're going, and how Labor Day, you said, was extremely well attended, which I think is wonderful.
That was surprisingly so.
Yeah, and I looked up the first Romeo's meeting was September 27th, 2010.
Wow.
So they're coming up on their six-year anniversary, going strong as ever. So just a little cheers to the Romeos. And if Jerry, you want to tell us a little bit about the Romeos?
Well, it's a great assemblage of men, first and third, Mondays of every month over at the Atria on Cutter Mill Road in Great Neck. Atria has been kind enough to provide coffee and tea for us. heated discussions, but amicable discussions. No one goes away mad. And some interesting friendships and relationships have been developed with people who are as smart as you, as nice as you. Take advantage of it. Join us. It's a great way to spend a couple of hours. And about the only thing that surprised me is how long the sessions go on. We originally talked about, you know, maybe an hour and a half. We start at 12 and maybe 2:30, quarter of 3.
Yes, we learned early on to not. You know, when I make the reminder cards, I don't put an end time. I just do the start time.
Okay.
Right, that's right.
There's no stopping the Romeos.
And, you know, people break away because they have appointments, but, boy, it goes right down to the end. And, you know, 2:35, quarter of 3, we finally say, enough.
They start turning the lights off on us.
That's right.
People have to go to bed.
Yeah, right. You see, just go to bed early. But it's a great experience, very topical. But the important thing is, no enmity. People have different points of view, come up different politically, socially, call it what you want. But it's a friendly environment. It does get heated, but all in good grace, good humor. So come on over, enjoy it, and you can be as involved as you want. You can be a listener, but it's just a great experience.
Great. Well, definitely. I recommend everyone go and check out the Romeos. And the Romeos are great, too, because a lot of times we'll get calls into 311, and sometimes it's by the wife of the gentleman saying, listen, my husband needs to get out of the house, so he needs to find a group. So what are these Romeos about? And the Romeos are great because I'll call up Jerry or another member and say, please give, you know, Mr. Smith a call and tell him about the program. And
I thought the wives might call and say, why hasn't he come home yet?
That's the other one, too. But definitely check out the Romeos if you're interested in some great conversation and some coffee.
Yeah, and there's parking
That's right. And there's
behind the building, even though the signs say no parking, we have an exemption.
That's right.
No tickets, no nothing. Easy to get to, right on Cutter Mill Road in Great Neck.
Perfect. And since fall time is coming up, that also means flu shot time. And hot off the presses are the seasonal flu shots scheduled for Project Independence nurses will be providing. The first one is going to be October 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's at the Great Neck Social Center. On October 27th, from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. is at the Port Washington Senior Center. And then on November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. You need to make an appointment for this. And if you're unable to attend any of these, then PI nurses also will come to your home and provide flu shots as well. So I definitely want everyone to be aware of that, because a lot of people aren't able to get out, but the nurses will come.
And if you're on Medicare, there's no charge?
This is a completely free program, no insurance needed, nothing.
Right.
You just, make your... and. Just so people know, because we get this question all the time, it's quite the tongue twister, but I will get through it. The shots are the regular quadrivalent flu vaccine that is mercury and preservative free. This is not the enhanced vaccine for those over 60. So the nurses told me I needed to get that out, because it's a call we get all the time asking what kind of flu shot it is. So please make your appointment. It's definitely important to get your flu shot. 311.
That question came up yesterday at the Roslyn also.
Oh, what's
about
type?
The flu shot, and the answer basically was the town is not going to get into the middle of who wants the special one that's between
no,
you
and there's
your
a lot of issues too, right? Because the enhanced one's kind of a newer thing, so they're not sure how well it's been,
right.
So there's a lot of factors. We're just playing it safe with the good old flu shot that we know does the trick.
If you have any questions, ask your doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
No, of course. First and foremost, if there's anything, definitely ask your doctor about that. But 311 or 869-6311. I don't know if you knew, John, but also CGM had the doggy pool party this week, which was quite the event. There was dogs everywhere. Supervisor Bosworth was there. This is the second time they've done this, and it's right before they close the pool. They have the doggy pool party. So it was quite, there was dogs running around everywhere in CGM. It was very cute. So Supervisor Bosworth was very busy at the doggy pool party. And she, like I said, she's been everywhere, and I just want to give a special thanks to Supervisor Bosworth for supporting all these great programs. And she's also providing with the town animal shelter on Saturday, September 10th, which is tomorrow. I can't believe that's tomorrow already. I was like, wait a second. That is tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. They're going to be doing the free microchips for dogs and cats. They've done this before. It's really a successful program. And I think it's usually $50. So on this day, it's completely free. And the microchipping is amazing. It's literally the size of a piece of rice. And you could track your animal anywhere. If they
That's
find
amazing.
It blows my mind, the whole concept of it. But, this little tiny chip is linked to a whole history of your dog and all this information. So that's Saturday, September 10th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the town's animal shelter.
You're doing it for dogs. I wonder when it becomes for children.
That's true.
Because
my mom definitely probably would have done that to us if that was available. So we shall see.
Right.
The fall building department programs are also coming up. I know you said Lauren Suma
was at
the Roslyn Advisory talking about the upcoming programs. There's two different kinds. She's going to be doing the upcoming mobile office hours, and that is Tuesday, September 13th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's at the Hillside Library. Another mobile office hour will be September 20th at the Manhasset Library. The What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home is another series
right.
that we do, too. That was a popular one, which I think is great, because all of us, you buy a home, you sell a home, you're not sure what permits you need, and it's a great program that you're able to ask these questions. So that's going to be September 29th from 7 p.m. To 8 p.m., and that's Manhasset Public Library. And then on Tuesday, October 4th, from 6 to 8 at the Hillside Library. So it's really great, all these things. It's another great service that North Hempstead provides.
Perfect. We're going to go into a break before we continue on with this. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back with the Christina Liu Show.